game of the week. I don't know if it's the bet that you want to make, but it's the game that you have to watch. It's the Bills laying 1.5 in Houston against the Texans. It's the Hungry Howie's delivery of the week. Hungry Howie's flavor crust pizza.
So, A, I usually would side on team who got embarrassed and spanked on national TV the next week, bet them. Here's your problem. The Bills aren't coming home, so it takes away some of that steam. The Bills aren't just playing a good team. I think they're playing a potential Super Bowl team who's off to a 3-1 start, but metrically it's a slow start. Joe Mixon was great week one. He's dead, won't play this week. Tank Dell is a guy they got to get going.
And they've said that.
And the problem is chest injury. Limited reps Thursday at practice, limited participation time of taping. We're here on a Friday morning. I think Tank Dell, not Steph Diggs, is the guy that'll unlock the offense. Stroud has a great relationship with him. I want to bet the Texans here because of the defense, because they're going to play a ton of man. They're going to challenge these Bills receivers. But moreover, they're going to blitz you. They're going to put a fence around Josh Allen, and they're going to make him know they're there.
Yep.
I lean Texans, but without knowing about the health of Dell, knowing I don't get Mixon, I don't want to go there. And do I really want to back the Bills going on back-to-back road trips against back-to-back playoff teams? I get a little leery. Maybe I'm giving D'Amico Ryans too much credit on that defense. What do you think?
No, I really like D'Amico Ryans, and I like what you said. My initial thought was the same. Bills bounce back spot. And metrically, you kind of glossed over for Houston. The easiest metric to look at is they've been outscored. They're 3-1, and they've been outscored as a 3-1 football team, minus 15 in the point differential. They haven't really clicked yet this season. And if they don't have Tank Dell, which is a great safety valve, check down guy, rhythmic player for C.J. Stroud, that's a big deal. If they can't run the ball, that's a big deal.
Just sitting here and listening to us cap this, listening to you, is it not right in front of our faces?
What?
The Texans are getting one at home, right?
Yeah.
That's our teaser.
Yes.
Texans catching 7 at home?
Yes.
Got it right?
Yep. But as far as the side goes, it's too coin flippy. Like, not love. Even if you could, it sounded like you were liking the Houston side and I like the Buffalo side. Don't bet it.
Yeah.
Tease it.
And again, I wouldn't be seduced into just rifling the over here either. Highly public. Be very careful with public over.
I actually thought you were going to say under.
No, not in this game.
Okay.
This one would be a rare game you could pathway yourself to high 50s. I'm going to stay away, but I think it's right here for us. If the Texans are still catching 1.5, how do we not put them in the tease?
It's a must.
Texans, Bengals. Why am I doing this now? We're going to do it later. I'm sorry. Keep the show going.
All right.
I was getting excited about the
You're
teaser.
You're starting to craft your teaser.
I love
it's
the
all right.
Tease.
People will get to it.